From Washington to Jefferson, Lincoln to Franklin, Delano Roosevelt, Kennedy to Nixon, Reagan to Obama and Biden, the 45 United States presidents have left lasting impacts on our nation. Some of their legacies continue today. Some are justly forgotten and some have changed as America has changed. Whether famous, infamous, or obscure, all the presidents shaped our nation in unexpected ways. Now, who best served America and who undermined the founding ideals? Who were the first ladies and what were their surprising roles in making history? Which presidents were the best, the worst, and which didn't have much impact at all? How do decisions made in one era under the pressure of particular circumstances still resonate today? Well, these and many more questions are answered in each chapter of the new book, Confronting the Presidents. Bill O'Reilly is, of course, the award-winning conservative voice. Bill shares his views on his No Spin News, nospinnews.com. This summer, June through mid-August, Bill had a whopping 43 million YouTube views for No Spin News. He appears weekly on Chris Cuomo on News Nation. He joins us once again. Bill, how are you? Happy Friday to you.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me in. I really appreciate it. Thanks for reading the book.
Absolutely. You know, I have so many things to talk to you about, but let's start with this new book, This New Direction. It's new from the Killing series. I like it.
Yeah, I couldn't kill 45 presidents. I'd be put in federal penitentiary for the rest of my life.
That's true.
So we just changed the word killing to confronting. Same style. Very direct. Put you right there in the White House with all of these men. You'll learn something on every page, because I don't want to waste your time. And as you know, we are the biggest nonfiction selling authors in the world.
Yeah.
And this is off to a really robust start, Confronting the Presidents, and we're very pleased.
You know, from Washington to Biden, you break down so much, as you said, about each president, and you really get to understand the corruption that has been present for centuries.
Oh, no doubt about it. Whenever you had that kind of power, the most powerful men in the world sat in Washington, D.C. I think that probably that started with Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War. And then from then on to the present day, there's not been a more powerful presence than a president. And some of them were very corrupt. Warren Harding, my God, look at this guy. And John Tyler, it's like, are you kidding me? But they were there. They did these things. And in modern day, Lyndon Johnson. I don't think you get more corrupt than Lyndon Johnson. That guy was unbelievable.
Well, I feel like we all know these surface level things, Bill. Like, we do know like surface level things about these presidents. You dig very deep into each of these presidents. You do.
Well, we mythologize our presidents in America. And now with the collapse of the public school system, a lot of places don't even teach history.
It's true.
For example, we opened the book with George Washington, and everybody thinks they know all about George Washington. Well, you don't. Okay.
No. Yeah.
So the book opens with George Washington is mad at his mother. George Washington and his mother despised each other. He didn't even go to her funeral.
That's
because she was expecting to inherit the estate. And when her husband, George's father, died, he left it to George. And then George was in charge of doling out money to his mom, and his mom thought she was getting shortchanged and would write letters to the Virginia newspaper saying, my son George is starving me, which drove the general absolutely up the wall.
Yeah.
Now, nobody knows that.
No.
That's just a sample of what you'll get in Confronting the President.
Well, you get a lot of behind the scenes and their personal stories as well. But, you know, when I think about abortion and putting that decision back to the states, I mean, that was in the first days of George Washington, that included the argument if government should have the most power or should it be going to the states. That was one of the big arguments during his administration.
Sure. And Washington came down on the side of federalism, that the government, federal government, should enforce the Constitution. So it was Washington and Alexander Hamilton against Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. And again, everybody's, founding fathers are all friends. No. There was a lot of robust debate. It wasn't hateful like it is now. These men were all in it together because they were going to be hung if we hadn't won the Revolutionary War. But there was a very, very divided point of view between our founders. And, you know, all of the things that we're dealing with now in modern life, Dave, and this is the big reason I wrote Confronting the Presidents, because it's relevant to today.
Absolutely.
Kamala Harris's campaign is modeled on the campaign of Warren Harding. We're not talking to anybody. We're not defining anything. Harding didn't even come out of his house. He kind of just waved at you from his porch in Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay? Nobody knew what they were voting for. They just didn't want more Democrats than Woodrow Wilson. All right? I'll vote for a chimpanzee, and Warren was the chimp. And he got in there, and he's looking horrible. Yeah. And it's a really cautionary tale. You vote for somebody, you don't know them, and they refuse to tell you what they're going to do or how they're going to do it, you're really taking a chance with your vote in your country.
It's very true. It's very true. You just going back to Washington, you know, in his farewell address, you noted that he talked more about his challenges, like what he struggled with in the presidency, much more than his accomplishments, which was quite a bit. But it spoke to Washington as a leader.
You know, all of these guys had strengths and weaknesses. And that's another thing that Americans say, well, once you're president, you know, I either love you or I hate you. These guys are in the middle. You know, there's some things you like about them and there's some things you don't like about them. And so it's not, you know, good, bad, evil, that kind of thing. And that's the way we do it today. All right. So we demonize everybody with whom we disagree. They're evil. They're bad. Blah, blah, blah. But it's not that way. Donald Trump's the best example of that. So he governed pretty effectively by any measure, if you're a historian and you're not putting emotion into it, in his 4 years. I mean, real wages up more than 7%. I mean, that's an extraordinary achievement. And then, of course, COVID came in. But the way that Trump handles himself obscures what he did in his term.
It does.
And
it's very
true. So it gets to be very, very complicated for Americans to sort all this out. And if you're reconfronting the presidents, it'll make it easier for you to do that.
It's funny you mention that because presidential legacies, they're complicated. I mean, they're complicated. Even in the time that they're in office, within the decade that they leave office, it's very different even how they're viewed decades, centuries later, you know?
Sure, because things change and things are uncovered. You know, a guy like John F. Kennedy was absolutely deified. He was the greatest Camelot, all of this stuff. And then as the years go by, you go, oh, you know, some of the things that he was doing, not so good. And that is why that when we wrote about Trump and Biden at the end of Confronting the Presidents, the last two chapters, I did essays rather than a historical rundown because history is not fully complete on either man.
It's true.
So we did essays about what we know, which I thought was a fair way to handle it.
Well, and you talk about the good and the bad. You know, Andrew Jackson changed the country's political landscape, but some of his policies marred that legacy. FDR, unprecedented 4 terms in office, navigating the Great Depression, of course, World War II, but still calling out pivotal issues like the internment of Japanese Americans. Like there was there's presidents that are lifted up on a pedestal, but each one of them had their challenges, and they're very well documented in this book.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the human condition. So you have strengths, you have weaknesses, you do good things, you do bad things. And it's then the reader of the book, you make the decision on the person. I am the messenger, the journalist, historian, messenger. Mm-hmm. Here's what happened. Not opinion. There's no opinion in this book other than the Biden-Trump essays, their opinion. Okay, but it's all right down the line. And then at the end, when we conclude about overall effectiveness, we base it on what we have told you. And so that's the fun of the book. But you really get to know the rhythm of your country from Washington all the way up to the present day.
Bill O'Reilly, the new book is Confronting the President. You can also catch Bill's News Nation special featuring the new book on WGN-TV, the old number 9 this Sunday. NoSpinNews.com is where you can find Bill weekdays. You can catch Bill weekly on News Nation's Cuomo. Bill, thanks once again. We'll talk again soon.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for having me in.
Thank you, Bill. All right, news is next here on 720 WGN.